Thank you, Brother Randall, and greetings around the world, ladies and gentlemen, on WWRB 3185. It's the Mighty Voice right out of the Deep South here in the great magnanimous state of Tennessee. We greet you in this great name that we declare to be a name above all names, and at this great name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. We're going to continue tonight around the world on the theme of 20 and 12. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that there's a lot of news in the news today about the coming of the end times. Well, if you really believe the scriptures, the end times were beginning to be talked about in the days of the apostolic fathers. In the last days, Paul said, perilous times shall come. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the nuclear age, an age of men capable of the great destruction that's written in the book of Revelations, in chapter 11, in verse 18. It says that literally and without reservation that Satan and his angels, and ladies and gentlemen, we do believe that Satan and his angels are now aggressively pursuing the works of the devils that are going about gathering the forces of evil for the last days to fulfill the prophetic prophecy of Revelations chapter 11, verse 18, that they will destroy the earth. And this intervention that we're going to talk about in 20 and 12, this is the age, this is the climactic age of the clash of the great titans, if you will, Satan and his angels, and Michael and his angels. The war is a continuation, ladies and gentlemen, that we see in the forces of flesh men. You see, demons are going forth, madmen, men of conspiracy, men of deception, men of great deceit, are gathering together the forces and to gather them together for the great battle that's going to ensue. Ladies and gentlemen, we've done told you in the past episodes of the 10th part tonight in 20 and 12, as we address you about the issues that are coming upon the earth in the last days. Now, the Bible says that how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except that he be sent? You see, in the last days, Yahweh is going to raise up men that care not for the things of the world. They're going to love the command. They're going to sacrifice. They're going to suffer. And they're going to cry out their voice and spare not. And tonight, with the voice of Yahweh's prophets coming forth in the miracles of the angelic beings as they transmit around the world with the voice through shortwave radio. It's the last stronghold of the feeble voices of the last day prophets as they cry out. And ladies and gentlemen, by the means of modern shortwave radio, this alternative radio network, by distributing the gospel around the world, and the Bible said this gospel. Now, not the gospel of Christianity that is being preached from pillar to post for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years from one end of the earth to the other. I'm talking about a gospel of truth, not a gospel of Christmas, not a gospel of Easter. These are the pagan days that have been laid aside, and Christianity has followed the way of the pagans. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been lulled to sleep, and today Israel is asleep. And the Bible says that Israel is a 12 nation, with the 13th tribe being Manasseh, scattered throughout the earth, and the voice is going out to the sheep, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So we're delighted to tell you tonight that there is good times coming along with, and the Bible confirms what I'm fixing to tell you, when you would do good, evil will always present itself. You see, in the scriptures, it warns us that false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. So the great transformation in the age of the Clash of the Titans, ladies and gentlemen, will coincide with a particular astronomical sign that is in the heavens. It's been prophesied by great prophets of the past. The Mayan calendar reflects this, and we have talked many times about the age of 20 and 12. And ladies and gentlemen, give or take a few years, we are nearing the time of the time of the beginning. Now, not the end, but the beginning of the end. It is measured in the signs of the heavens, and Christ alluded to it in the Gospel of Matthew when he declared that these signs shall prevail in the last days. Fearful signs of a supernatural character will be revealed in the heavens. The token of power of miracle working demons will come from the heavens. The spirits of these devils will go forth to the kings of the earth, and the Bible said, and into the whole world, to gather them or to bind them and fasten them with deception. They'll urge them to unite with Satan in his last struggle against the coming of the kingdom of heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, the crowning act of the great drama of deception of Satan himself will then, when he comes for a short time, knowing that he has a short time to work, he will impersonate Christ, the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, what is truth? Well, it's a hard saying, and who can hear it? Now, the Bible said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word, and how can you hear without a preacher, and how can he preach except he be sent? So Yahweh has chosen in the last days the foolishness of preaching, not some Harvard-trained politician, not some impersonator, not some miracle worker, and the signs of some evangelist going forth together the people for the great deception, because as Paul alluded in 2 Thessalonians in chapter 2, that Satan will come knowing it is a short time, and that he will be permitted to sit upon the temple or the throne of the temple, and that he will gather together everyone whose names is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and he will deceive the whole world with the signs and the miracles that he performs. Now let's go back and examine just for a moment this great impersonator. Who is he? Well, the Bible said he wanted to be God. He wanted to exalt, if you will, his throne or his seed or his offspring, the Canaanite, Edomites of the world that runs Babylon. Did you know in the times of trouble, such as the world has never seen, that people will need, beg, and be susceptible to the deception of Satan as they seek someone to intervene, a savior, if you will, and through these distressful times of trouble. And Christ spoke about it in the times of trouble such as the world has never seen. Ladies and gentlemen, a great general from the Southland, trained at Harvard, if you will, and he joined the Confederate side in the 1870s, he wrote a book called Morals and Dogmas. And in this great book of this very intelligent man, he was a general named Albert Pike. And he prophesied in his book of Morals and Dogmas that it would take three world wars to finalize the great kingdom of light. Now, this luciferic light of signs and supernatural character will soon, as I said, be revealed from heaven. It is the time that these rulers will be made to be deceived, as the Bible said. He shall is a positive statement, deceive the very elect, if possible. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said one of the first warnings that Christ alluded to in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 3, take heed that you be not deceived. For, ladies and gentlemen, for years and years and years, we have been lulled to sleep with this warm, tickly, very pray, pay, and prosper, prosperity preacher that has come from across the earth to set the image of deception in the houses of worship. You see, the best place for Satan to deceive you is in the house where you feel safety. And the Bible said, take heed, for when they say peace and safety. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we are seeing a great force gather in the Middle East. And when you see these things come to pass, be not misled by the false teaching of those who say. And ladies and gentlemen, these teachings are being prevalent today and across the land that God is going to restore the Middle East to prominence. And that the city of Jerusalem will be the city of the great king, and that the great king will sit in a temple. Well, that's what Paul said, except this great king was the great transformer of darkness into light. And the Bible says his blessings and his teachings will be accepted as the teachings of Christ the anointed himself. But be not misled, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So Satan's objective, ladies and gentlemen, is for the final chapter to be written about his existence, knowing that he has a short time, is to come to earth. And ladies and gentlemen, if he's here for 500 years, or if he's here 1,000 years, compared to eternity, that's a short time. I don't know how long that he will reign, but the Bible says it'll be a short time. Some people prescribe 3.5 years, or some people say 7 years. But ladies and gentlemen, we know that when Satan comes, that he will be accepted into the earth, and that he will be crowned as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and the multitudes from the least to the greatest will give heed to this great sorcerer. And this is exactly like it was that the Samaritans who were deceived by Simon Magus in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, when he gave out himself as he was some great one, and the Bible said the people were moved by the signs and the miracles. Well, if people can be deceived 2,000 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, the great deception and the false teaching of this Antichrist, not Christ, he will sit in the temple of God showing himself that he is God. Remember, he has longed for the adoration and the worship of the people of the earth, that he is the mighty one. His plan of deception included the elusiveness, as he has not been seen since the Garden of Eden. No one has really, literally laid eyes upon Satan. Is he real, Pastor Buddy? Or is he just a little wisty spirit, as most Christians believe that they're going to float away on some magical cloud? Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to know right now that your Messiah that came 2,000 years ago, if you believe that he came, that he has wounds in his hands, that he could eat and drink even after he rose from the dead, according to the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, when Peter alluded to this in the 36th verse, we did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. We find out in the Gospel of John, chapter 21, that he actually literally prepared fish and drank wine and dipped it in honeycomb, if you will, as he prepared the meal for Peter, James, and John, and the fishermen that had toiled all night and caught nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, so we know that our Messiah, our Savior, is real. Well, how about Satan? Well, let's go back to the 18th chapter of the book of Acts, or the book of Genesis, as we look from the book of Acts in the 10th chapter, where Peter alluded that he ate and drank with this man that rose from the dead, that had a resurrected, perfected body with the wound still in his hand and the wound in his side. And he ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. Now, is that same one that we call the Messiah, does he still live? Is he in that body that he purchased here upon the earth and rose it up far above all principalities and powers, now to be reserved in the heavens until the time of the end, when we know that after Satan comes, establishes his kingdom upon the earth, and all the world wondering after him, and that is coming about by the false prophet that is mentioned in the book of Revelations in chapter 13. Ladies and gentlemen, the great powers, the armadas of ships, we have six carriers. We have six more that we can send. We have six battle groups of naval carriers. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of planes that are now ready in the Middle East. Where do you see the eagles gathering? The eagle is the symbol and the emblem of the United States of America. Are they coming to take a spoil? I would think so. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you strike off in the word spoil, if you strike off the first two letters, the SP, then you've got the recipe for why we're there. We're there for a spoil, and it's spelled O-I-L. That's as plain as Pastor Buddy can make it for you tonight, that we are there for national security, according to the American New World Order, that has declared that in the New World Order that we will be the supreme leader of a unified world that will be under a New World Order prescribed by Albert Pike, when he said that there will be one more, ladies and gentlemen, war. He nailed the first two, World War I, he mentioned it in his book. He nailed right on the nail World War II. And is there any reason to doubt that this prophetic prophet of the Luciferian age, you see, ladies and gentlemen, Satan has a certain vision of prophetic scripture. Satan knows he has a short time. His prophets know that there is a time allotted for them to perform. And just like the demonic being in the tombs named Legion that was full of the devils. And ladies and gentlemen, once this great man that was chained in the tombs, filled with enough demonic powers to destroy 3,000 swine. That's quite a few of these disembodied demons that I have talked about in the psychotronic and the electronic warfare that is going to ensue in the age of 20 and 12. Many weapons that are secret that will be used and have been used for mind control and things of this nature to gather together the forces for the great battle of Armageddon. Ladies and gentlemen, we're there to take a spoil. Now, it may be national security. Maybe we need this oil, but I doubt it, since we have technology far surpassing the need of fossil fuels and oil. It's been suppressed by the elite few that have gained and reaped the silver and gold and the riches, as you have to pay extra for these fossil fuels, I done mentioned to you that oil will be up another 8% for your heating bills this winter alone. And ladies and gentlemen, literally, people literally froze to death and starved to death in the age of every 2 seconds a child or someone that's old and can't feed or care for itself dies in the world because of hunger. In an age of plenty, the great transformation cares not for the number system. There is approximately 7 billion people upon the planet. And with the coming third world war that is due to come, ladies and gentlemen, if he tarries, if time tarries 20 years, we're still going to have a third world war. It is programmed into the scripture. If you don't believe it, turn to the book of Ezekiel. Oh, my. In the 38th chapter, it is written in prophetic language. And is confirmed in the 39th chapter of the final end time great battle. Let's go back to Revelation 12 and verse 12. Here in verse 7 it says, Michael, remember I told you in the 19th chapter of the book of Genesis, beginning with the 18th chapter, that these angelic beings were just as real as the Messiah, and these have the power to take upon themselves bodies of third dimensional dimensions. Now, that means that they are solid, ornate objects. In other words, you can feel them, touch them, and see them. Does Satan possess that power? Well, I think so. But is there a boundary placed upon Satan from the war that commenced back in Genesis chapter 6? When the rebellion of the angels and their transgressors, according to the book of Enoch. Ladies and gentlemen, I would advise any Christian that professes Christ to buy the book of Enoch and read a great transgression book that is illustrated from cover to cover, which has been purposely left out of the canonization of what they call the Holy King James Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, along with other books that is mentioned in the Bible, the book of Jasher, is another book that's been mentioned. And ladies and gentlemen, the things that are wrote in these books are indicating that some of the things that were deliberately left out so that you would know the rest of the story. Well, that's what the prophets of the last days who hazard their life, who love not the riches, most preachers have sold out for filthy lucre, having loved this present world and the establishment. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very easy to make a living preaching. I know I did it for 30 years. In my Pentecostal early message and early ministry. And I was preaching the things that I thought was right. But after 30 years, finally, the door was opened. The scales fell from my eyes like it did in the 9th chapter of the book of Acts when Paul, who had warrants in his pocket and was headed for Damascus, the oldest city upon the earth. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the prophecies, since I have mentioned Damascus, she's right in the middle of the controversy of today. Remember that two world leaders, I alluded to them in part 10 or part 9 of the series. This is part 10 of 20 and 12. I alluded that our leaders are now using the phrase or the term third world war. They're warning us, as they did when they invaded Iraq. What was the purpose of going in there? Weapons of mass destruction, WMDs. Our leaders informed us and convinced us mightily through the media campaign that they employed And ladies and gentlemen, they have the media in their hands. That's why that they have the power of suggestion. Television is a tool. And so communication devices are in the hands of the powerful elite that would like for you to believe that we are in danger of these rogue nations. All of a sudden, it is no longer, ladies and gentlemen, Russia that is the enemy. It is no longer Red China that could field right tonight 200 million men, able bodies armed with some of the most of the modern technology. We're not worried about that, or we don't seem to be. Should we? Maybe. We're worried about those camel jockeys in the sands of the oil-rich kingdoms of the Middle East, where the wealth is, or follow the trail of the money, and you'll find the evil. There is a conspiracy to gather up the forces in the last days to take a spoil. And like I said, just strike off the first two letters of the English word spoil, and you've got the rest of the story for the oil. Now, why oil? Because it is the lubricant that greases the wheel of the New World Order. And to be so, to maintain the utility systems, your fuel, your energy, your electricity, your cars, your automobile, everything that you have today is geared to oil, O-I-L. Now, did our Heavenly Father, who raised up a group of people, they're Ishmaelites. They are Abraham's children by Hagar. The Bible prophetically announced in the 25th chapter of the book of Genesis that the sword would be in the hand of Ishmael forever. That means that these Ishmaels, these Arab nations, and they are now heavily in the religion of Islam. They feel like it is an honor. Their religion teaches them it's an honor to die. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they have given their life. You do not know of the life that has been lost in one little country of about 40 million people called Iraq. Iraq happens to be the place of the center seat of Babylon and the kingdom, or the Mesopotamian era, where life is supposed to have originated. It's strange that we're right back where we started from. Now, the old saying goes like this. It's an old cliche, but it's worth repeating. To know where you're going, you must know where you've been. Well, ladies and gentlemen, where we've been is right where we're at, right back where life started, the cradle of a civilization starting in Iraq. Will it end there? Will the great reckoning come at a time appointed when they say peace and safety? Will it literally be sudden destruction with the powers of the armies? Russia's threatening if Iran is assaulted or invaded. Our president last week used the word, and he's used it again this week, that if Iran doesn't curtail their activities, and that we will not stand idly by and watch her develop nuclear weapons. Well, that's what we said about Saddam. We believe, or were made to believe, that Saddam had hid his weapons somewhere. And when we went in to find them, we were sure, our leaders, I can remember Mr. Cheney, the vice president, along with Mr. Bush, and the defense minister, Mr. Romney, I believe he said that they were there, and it was just a matter of going in and finding them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, now they said, well, we had bad intelligence, but now we know for sure that Iran has got them, or they're hell-bent on developing them. And Iran really helps them in their cause by saying that they have a right to pursue the peaceful nuclear development of a program, which they do. But we are afraid, or we are being made to believe, that they're going to use it for the destruction of Israel and the United States. So that's reason to believe that the carriers, the armed might, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in the 38th chapter of the book of Ezekiel that they will come in ships. They will come loaded to take a spoil. Now, we might have justification by saying this is for a noble cause or for the destruction of the nuclear weapons of an armed people in the Middle East that has swore for our destruction. That may be national security and priority. However, we know that whether it is or whether it's not, it's all prophetically written in the Bible. A time of trouble. The Third World War will begin. Now, it's just a matter of time. Whether it's this year, next year, or next month, or maybe 5 years, 10 years, or 20, or 30 years down the road, she's going to happen. Why? Because that's the agenda, ladies and gentlemen, that has been written in the script. And I don't know why, but it seems that these individuals do well by following the script. Now, let's go and talk a little bit about devils that are gathering together the forces that we've talked about. Devils in the Bible are known as demons. Although the word demon does not appear in biblical texts anywhere. The one consistent characteristic trait is that they almost always possess a human body. Do we have men that stand before us on television in three-piece business suits with power and prestige and honor? Can Satan's angels be as the deceptors of Corinthians chapter 11, 2 Corinthians chapter 11 that I alluded to in the beginning of the message? Can Satan transform himself and his ministers? Now, ladies and gentlemen, we think about a Bible-thumping person. What about a political person being the minister of Satan to gather the forces together? It takes a political as well as religious sacrifices unto the devils to go whoring. Listen as we read in Leviticus 17:7, "And they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils." We're actually offering our own bodies as living sacrifices. As it is recorded in Romans chapter 12, the difference is Satan will offer you liberty when, and for sure, he will give you death. For the mission of Satan is threefold: to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Now, Satan is coming in the person of ministers, and they have transformed themselves in the great transformation of the age of 20 and 12. Ladies and gentlemen, he knows that as the frequency of this earth increases, and I've done told you that the frequency increased from a 0.7, a 0.8 cycle, has increased drastically in the last few years up to 11. Something's going on. Could it be HAARP? Could it be man-made weapons? But the hum of the earth is intensifying. Is Mother Earth crying out for all the blood of the former wars and the rumors of wars and the stress and the evil and the death and the carnage that has happened since the advent of Adam 6,000 years ago, approximately? Are we nearing the 6,000 year range of the showdown between good and evil? Is it culminating here in 20 and 12 when we have the prophetic astrological signs pointing that we're in the age of change? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's when Satan must come out of his hiding and show himself as he's already working in his ministers. And ladies and gentlemen, the United Nation is filled with a lot of demons. And I hate to say that in respect to a lot of good men who have made careers out of trying to make our earth better. But Satan has positioned himself as angels of light, ministers of light, transforming themselves, and they have great powers and office of power, even the heads of states and world governments. And the Bible says that these demons will gather these beings together in the last days, and that they will prepare them for the great inevitable war of Armageddon. Now, when Saddam, who was fooled into thinking that the United States would rattle a saber here and there, but they wouldn't dare invade, because he had a modern army of men able to fight, he did not take into account that he was set up from the time that he invaded Kuwait with a false prophecy of one of our diplomatic ministers who said, well, so what if you invade Kuwait? What's that to us? And as soon as he got his army into Kuwait, ladies and gentlemen, then the eagle struck. And there was carnage. There were over 350,000 men slaughtered on the journey as Saddam tried in vain to pull out of Kuwait and head back to his country. And the eagles came from the air. And they bombed unmercifully, ladies and gentlemen. And the carnage was appalling. And this is the time of the great eagles, where they gather together. Where the eagles gather together, there will the carcass be. Ladies and gentlemen, it's clear that the sacrifices of devils is coming into the time of familiar spirits, seeking after the wizards and the charmers of this earth that stand before you and look into a camera and can be instantly transformed across the earth immediately into the homes of everyone that has a receiver. And ladies and gentlemen, these wizards and familiar spirits are gathered together as they sacrifice unto devils and not unto Yahweh. These are the new gods that are coming up. These are the charmers, the consulters with familiar spirits and with the wizards of the evil spirits of Satan as he gathers together the elite and the kings of the earth for the great day of the coming of God Almighty. Oh my, what a time of trouble. A time of trouble such as the world has never seen. You see, ladies and gentlemen, World War II, at the end, in Japan, there were two bombs dropped of enormous consequences. Literally destroyed two cities. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people were killed or injured as a result of the blast and the radioactive fallout. People are still suffering 60 years from that event. But can you fathom that on one warhead that is there in the Middle East right now, tipped on the end of a spike missile, enough megaton power that will cause the two bombs that was dropped in Japan look like little firecrackers, just one of the nuclear-tipped missiles off of a submarine or a vessel that's parked on the waters of the Persian Gulf. The eagles are gathering, ladies and gentlemen. It's to take a spoil. And we're there. Whether it's God-sanctioned, as some of the prophets and the wizards and the charmers are telling us, that God is going to give us a victory, it is the same victory of the evil spirit from Yahweh that came upon Saul as he sat in his house with his javelin and as David played the harp. The Bible says Saul tried to kill him. It's the same one of the familiar spirits and the workers and the wizards as they worked their charm, ladies and gentlemen, as they actually persuaded Ahab to go up into battle. And these were the demons. It was Michael that told them that they would not be successful. The lone prophet, ladies and gentlemen. And Yahweh's prophets are insignificant. They're not charmers. They're not wizards. They don't have access to the great media exposure of the prophets of Baal. These are the spirits of wizards that are working miracles in the midst of the earth to gather together for the last days. The eagles are landing and the eagles are gathering in the Middle East. And we're gathered for war to take a spoil. And ladies and gentlemen, we're not there paying out these huge expenditures. And I've told you about trillions of dollars of investments. We've only begun our assault on the oil-rich kingdoms of those people in the Middle East. Now, I hate to say that things may not work out just like we hope. There must be a time when they say peace and safety. I can remember our present president, after the invasion, the second invasion, his father invaded first, and stopped right at the border of Iraq. George Bush Jr. continued the mission of his father, as he had sworn to do. And he continued on into Baghdad. And it looked like, for sure, that the eagles that had landed there had succeeded in their objective. And so then, as he sat down in one of the eagles and landed on the deck of a flight ship, there, with the banner spread abroad and the bridge of the great ship, mission accomplished. As he saluted the audience and the world at large, as they paraded their success in front of the world. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are now embroiled and embedded in a quagmire, as I prophesied 10 years ago of the message, blood in the sand. Ladies and gentlemen, the casualties are far greater on each side than that's which been reported. Now we're in control of the casualty count. We no longer can see the coffins that are draped in our flags of the bodies of the bags of our soldiers coming home. Why? Because it upsets psychologically the people, and the people would be less in favor of a war. You see, it's all about psychological and charming. And these charmers and wizards are gathered together when the devil and his angels are gathered together the possession of those who are demon-possessed to carry out the mission. And some people are doing it deceived, thinking that they're doing God a service, as they will bow to the powers of existence for a noble cause that we're going to liberate Jerusalem. And that God's people can build a temple. And that God will sit in that temple when he returns. And ladies and gentlemen, the Bible tells us, above all, that that will not be God, our mighty God, everlasting Father and Prince of Peace, but it will be a deceiver, an imposter. It will be Satan himself, transformed or transformation of the transform into an angel of light, that he will be worshipped as God as he sits in the temple showing himself that he is God and will deceive the very elect. So now we have the scenario. Now let's close out our message with this reminder as we go to a very important text. There was a man in the synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commandeth that even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And at evening when the sun did set, They brought unto him all that were diseased and were possessed with devils. And he healed many that were sick of divers diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all of Galilee, and cast out devils and unclean spirits. When they saw him, they fell down before him and cried, "Thou art the Son of God," and have come to torment us before our time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, do you believe if there were demons possessing man 2,000 years ago, that in the last days, when it says that evil men will wax worse and worse, that we have demons today in flesh bodies, three-piece business suits with shining shoes and hefty credit cards, American Express, if you will, Visa and MasterCard. These are masters of deception with unlimited supply of money, silver and gold in the wealth, as they gather together the wealth for the last days, as they come to take a spoil and to live in luxury. Ladies and gentlemen, even certain women that had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom were cast seven devils. Well, ladies and gentlemen, these devils are representing today the time of deception. The great transformation is here. And let everybody be well advised to pray, to fast, and to seek Yahweh. This is a time to reflect. It's a time to pray. It's a time to enter into your chambers and pray that you are counted worthy to escape the things that are coming in the end time upon this world. Did you know the Bible says that one third of all of the green grass would be burned up? Did you know that the Bible says that the seas will become an inferno of blood, liquid blood? Did you know that the Bible says that all that are in the seas of this area that I've been talking about, that everything that swims and lives in it will die because of radiation? Do you believe, ladies and gentlemen, that the Arab people who are defending their nations and in the honor of Islam and Allah and Muhammad the Prophet, do you believe that they are going to sit idly by, as we have known them to be, the camel jockeys with a two-way radio that is bringing sure destruction, that flew the planes into New York City and the World Trade Tower Center? Do you believe that they are so technologically advanced in science and weaponry that they have the power to do this? Are you sure that they're behind this? Saddam wasn't behind weapons of mass destruction, but it was too late. We were already there, and we're still there. And the oil is being pumped out, even as I speak. Not into Iraq, where they can have their coffers filled, but out of the nation as a whole. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to say that evil men of corrupt minds and demon-possessed bodies, wizards and charmers, have deceived the whole world as we wave our flags and holler, "Glory, glory, hallelujah." Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know that the time has come that the men of the earth will not endure sound doctrine. Perilous times are upon us, and I encourage you to write me. Simply write me tonight. And it's been an honor to be here to represent the voice of Yahweh. He can no longer speak, but I speak for him. Others are speaking for him. Brother Randall has took it upon himself with the expense. Brother Dave here on WWRB on 3.185, broadcasting religious programming around the world on this great transmitter here in Central Tennessee. I am so thankful that our voice is crying to the wilderness, whether it be mine or yours. Let's join them together. Let's unify and pray and seek the Father, as it is recorded in 2 Chronicles 7:14. My people, which are called by my name. And ladies and gentlemen, have you ever wondered why that Christians daily say hallelujah? It's because our great Hebrew God of the ancient Bible was named Yahweh, and that he's coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Every eye shall see him. And this Christian God that they have promoted around the world in the New Testament, ladies and gentlemen, when the Bereans of Acts chapter 17 were promoting to search out the scriptures that Paul preached, they couldn't have a New Testament. It wasn't written for 400 years after the death of the Messiah. So then, someone had time to address a gospel that seemed right, or a doctrine that seemed right. The Bible says, there is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. From such turn away. If you'd like to write me, just simply address your cards and letters, and I would be thankful to hear from you tonight. Just address them. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip, 37824. If you'd like to call me, we're live tonight around the world on 3.185 on WWRB. We're alive, and you can call me, area code 423-626-2172 on November the 1st at 10:55 Eastern Standard Time. Ladies and gentlemen, my pleasure. Brother Randall, I'm going to give you back the reins, and you can close it out tonight, and thank you very much, and I'd like to thank Dave for personally speaking with him for the first time tonight. Yahweh bless everyone.